John the Beloved becomes John the Revelator, October 31. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. After Christ had ascended, John's testimony concerning Christ disturbed those in authority. With power he bore witness that Christ was a risen Savior. To please the Jews, the Romans had crucified Christ, and now they sought still further to please them by placing John where his voice would not be heard by Jew or Gentile. He was banished to the Isle of Patmos. Apparently the Lord permitted his enemies to triumph, as far as outward appearance was concerned. But God's hand was moving unseen in the darkness. God permitted his faithful servant to be placed where Christ could give him a more wonderful revelation of himself to give to the world. He was hidden as it were on a desert island, and here Christ visited him, giving him a most wonderful view of his glory, and making known to him what was to come upon the earth. John was deprived of the society of his brethren and of the pleasure of association. But no one could deprive him of the light and revelation of Christ. A great light was to shine from Christ to his servant. Richly favored was this beloved disciple. With the other disciples he had traveled with Jesus, learning of him and feasting on his words. On the holy Sabbath day the risen Savior made his presence known to John, and the testimony then given him is given also to us. God would have us search the Scriptures, that we may know what will be in the last days of this earth's history. Portions of are quoted. This is a most powerful testimony, but its true significance is but dimly discerned. Let every student of Scripture carefully ponder every word in the first chapter of Revelation, for every sentence and every word is of weight and consequence. The appearance of Christ to John should be to all, believers and unbelievers, an evidence that we have a risen Christ. It should give living power to the church. At times dark clouds surround God's people. It seems as though oppression and persecution would extinguish them. But at such times the most instructive lessons are given. As in the darkest night the stars shine the brightest, so the most brilliant beams of God's glory are revealed in the deepest gloom. The darker the sky, the more clear and impressive are the beams of the Son of Righteousness, the risen Savior.